High schoolers, celebrities, parents, even sports teams are copying some of the signature dance moves from the video game Fortnite. Capital Public Radio's Aditi Bundlamudi brings us this.
Wesley Holman and her husband Skylar are having their date night at a nightclub-styled video game lounge called Play Live Nation in Tracy, California.
Yee, there's somebody coming. Yep, I died.
It's a big, dark room with club music playing in the background. Instead of a dance floor, TVs line the walls with connected Xboxes. Big, comfy chairs sit in a row in front of the TVs. The Holmans have never been to this arcade before.
You know, I actually walked by with my sister, and I saw people playing Fortnite from outside, and I was like, oh my gosh, my husband will love this place.
Fortnite is a cross-platform game. You can play it on your phone, computer, or gaming console. The game's premise is that you enter into a world and have about 20 minutes to build fortresses and shoot down other players until it's the last man standing. It's caused a major stir in the video gaming world because it's turning casual gamers into avid gamers.
Fortnite appeals to a mainstream audience.
Joost van Derner is the CEO of Super Data Research, a company which specializes in video game analytics. He says most shooter games are serious and simulate violence with lots of blood and gore. Fortnite is more like a friendly game of tag.
It's more colorful. It has, you know, sort of tongue-in-cheek, aesthetic to it. So for all those reasons, it's cartoony. So for all those reasons, it's much more accessible and much more friendly.
His company estimates the game has made over $200 million in March alone. The game is actually free to play. All that money is made through microtransactions. Players spend money on extras like skins, which are basically costumes for their characters, or on emotes, which makes the characters do a special dance.
I probably spent around $60 to $70.
That's Catherine Garrett, a Fortnite player from Athens, Georgia.
There's always just so many fun like skins that come out that are like limited edition, and you don't know if they're going to be out again, and sometimes I just feel too tempted.
She says she's never been one to spend hours on a game, but after Fortnite came out, she's now playing 2 to 3 hours a night.
And then just recently, I started watching a lot of gamers on Twitch, especially Ninja.
Twitch is a streaming service for video gamers. And Ninja, a gamer name taken by 26-year-old Tyler Blevins, is now a legend in the Fortnite world. He's a master at the game and rocketed into popularity after playing in an online battle with rap artists Drake and Travis Scott. That battle has been watched nearly a million times.
Holy cow, Drake plays Fortnite. That's insane.
Not just Drake, it seems, but everyone can play Fortnite. The idea of who is a gamer is expanding. Von Derner from Super Data Research says Fortnite's success is likely to continue.
It's almost impossible to fail at this point, at least in the foreseeable future, because it has all the ingredients.
It's free to play, easy to pick up, and addictive to win. And addictive to winners, like when the Houston Astros beat the Baltimore Orioles recently and celebrated with Fortnite's jubilation emote dance. Shoulders hunched, hands up, feet thumping the ground. For NPR News, I'm Aditi Bundlamudi in Sacramento, California.